You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Response to the event. He says the FBI bulletin on Elton Simpson in the hours before the shooting did not indicate he was an imminent threat. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Members from many Gospel for Asia-supported churches in India are responding to the disastrous April 25th earthquake in Nepal. USA's Russ Jones talked with the organization's founder and has this report.
Dr. K.P. Yohannan, founder and international director of Gospel for Asia, says more than 500 GFA missionaries and students are distributing food and supplies in various villages throughout Nepal.
Almost all our workers are Nepalese. That's the beauty of what it is. Is done by the people in their own country, except about 50 people from Uttar Pradesh, India, went to Nepal to serve with the Nepalese.
GFA supports some 450 churches, 20 Bridge of Hope Children's Centers and Bible schools in Nepal, some of which were destroyed or damaged by the earthquake. I'm Russ Jones.
After months of testimony, the jury in the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev is expected to begin weighing his punishment. They must decide whether he should spend the rest of his life in prison or be executed for the twin bombings that killed three people and injured more than 260 in 2013. Tsarnaev's lawyers are expected to call their last witness today, followed by a rebuttal witness from prosecutors, then closing arguments. Prosecutors have portrayed Tsarnaev as a heartless terrorist who planted a bomb behind a group of children. But Tsarnaev's lawyers have said he fell under the domineering influence of his radicalized older brother. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, since I was on an hour ago, the temperature has gone up 2 degrees. It's 84 degrees out there. Late afternoon today is a 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms with a high of 85. Tonight, a 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms with a low of 62, and on Tuesday, a 20% slight chance of thunder showers with a high of 85. Tuesday night, it's going to cool down a little bit, mostly clear, with a low of 55.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G., and I'm here for the Medical Center Hour. And my guest today is Alice Quinn, who is a breast care program navigator for the Hunterdon Women's Imaging Center. Hello, Alice.
Hello.
Alice, why don't you tell everybody what you do, because I'm sure they didn't understand what I said. So.
All right. Well, I have quite a few roles at the Women's Center. One of the most important roles is I'm a patient care navigator. So I assist women in getting everything taken care of with their from breast screening mammograms all the way through to, you know, possible biopsies and getting them set up with a surgeon. And
I really like that, because when my wife had cancer, there was no such thing.
That's
I
right.
I was the navigator.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'll explain that later, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I'm also the manager of the facility as well. But the most important thing is if a woman comes into Hunterdon Women's Imaging and she has her screening mammogram and then is called back for additional views and possibly an ultrasound and something's found, we like to be able to work with the patient right then and there.
Sure.
We don't want to send them out the door wondering, where do I go? How do I take care of this? So I'm able to sit with the patient along with the radiologist, and they explain exactly what's going on. And then I assist the patient in helping them get to the next level, and that's seeing a breast specialist, a breast surgeon.
Right.
And it helps them walk out of our center with a plan in hand and knowing they have somebody to guide them through the whole procedure.
Mainly because as soon as you tell somebody you've got cancer, I don't think they hear another word out.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
So I know what happened with my wife. And that was long before you guys were established, long before the cancer center was there. And I took the slides down to Fox Chase mm-hmm. myself.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the running around.
Right.
Now I know you guys deal with Fox Chase all the time, and you do it
absolutely.
Via computers and all that.
Absolutely. And the most important thing is that we have a great comprehensive breast cancer program here, right here at Hunterdon Medical Center.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have two surgical groups that we work with that do a great job, and of course our breast cancer program that's through the cancer center at the hospital. So there's really nothing that can't be dealt with here at Hunterdon Medical Center.
And I'll tell you, at the time, the surgeon, well, at the time, my wife would have mammograms, but it didn't get caught.
Mm-hmm.
I was touching her breast and said, "What's this lump?" And she said, "Don't you think that feels different?" And I said, "Yes." So that's when she went to the surgeon and said, "Could you check me out?"
Mm-hmm.
And when he looked at it, he said, "It's cancer." Like I said, as soon as he heard that, it was... I'll never see my kids grow up. Well, the kids are now 30 and 27.
God bless her.
She's seen them all grow up. But
and that's our goal.
And the big thing was, thank God I was there, because I could interpret what they said. Because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't affecting me particularly. It was
absolutely.
Affecting her. And it was very easy for me to just sit there and get the facts. And then I remember I went down to Fox Chase, and the doctor that came in down there looked like Loretta Young. She came through the door, had a big skirt on, swooped in like she was on the Loretta Young show, and I thought, this can't be the surgeon. And she wasn't. She took a look and said, yeah, and he looked at, he said, he missed a little tiny piece, having to go back and take that little piece out. And I said, well, should you do it? She said, no, he knows what he's doing. He should
absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely.
And so we went back, and then she did 3.5 weeks of radiation, I think,
mm-hmm.
and then 6 months of chemo. And the chemo, I know chemo's easier now than it was then.
Yes, it is. It is.
She was really, it did not go over well with her. She became, as she would say, it rhymes with a witch. That's
yes,
what she said.
Soon, absolutely.
And I couldn't help myself. I would just go, mm-hmm. but it's been over 25 years.
Right, and there has been tremendous progress, not only in treatment, but in diagnostics. We're doing digital mammography now, which was not
I'm
available 20 years ago.
I'm sure probably picks up much more than what it used to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if women come in for their screenings and they come in, the imaging really does pick up many of those cancers. And the other thing is that we have so many tools to complement mammography as well today
okay.
that we didn't always have before.
We're talking 25 years.
Absolutely. And I cannot tell you how much progress has been made,
I'm sure,
in imaging and breast cancer treatment.
I'm sure. And one of the things I've had, we've had shows about breast cancer before, and one of the things I've always said is, but always be, know your body.
Absolutely.
Know your body.
Well, self-exams is key.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Know your body. If something's changing a little bit, ask.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid.
Absolutely.
Now, see, my wife's mother's sister, her aunt, died in her 40s of breast cancer. My wife's sister decided, and she's a lot younger than my wife, she decided she didn't want to, so she had her breast removed and had them rebuilt,
mm-hmm.
and said, I just don't want to, I don't want
to have to deal with it, right?
I don't want to worry about it. And I know some other people, you've seen, some celebrities have talked
Absolutely.
About doing that and
Absolutely.
Things like that. But, so there's a lot of ways you can do.
Absolutely. But, you know, the most important thing is to remember that even today, you know, even in treating breast cancer, women are not, they're not dying from breast cancer.
True.
And many women are not losing their breast like they did in the past.
Well,
the treatment and
yeah.
diagnostics have come, you know, such a long way that their early detection is the key.
He took out the little piece and he said, you got to go see this other surgeon at Fox Chase because it was up to me. All I'd know to do is remove your breast.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I took the film down and she said he missed a little nib. I can see where this is going out and he didn't get it. So he went back in and got that out. They checked her lymph nodes. She was in the hospital for a couple of days. They checked the lymph nodes and there was no cancer in the lymph nodes. And said, you're free to go. So she had what is known as, I guess, a lumpectomy.
Right, exactly. And that really is, that is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Sure.
You know, we have great surgeons, and that is the treatment that they would prefer to do.
And I'm not speaking bad of this surgeon, because what he said is, if it was up to me, all I would know is, I'm going to save your life. I'm going to take your breast off.
Absolutely.
That's what I would do. And you got to say, well, fine. And then when he said, please go check out with this woman, because I know her quite well down at Fox Chase. Now, I know now that the Cancer Center and Fox Chase work side by side.
Absolutely. And it's a team approach. The patient
yeah.
is the priority. You know, at Hunter Medical Center, one thing, I've worked for Hunter Medical Center 30 years now. This is my 30th year.
Which does not surprise me, because most of the people I have had on are 28 to 30 years with the medical center.
Right. And what one thing that I pride in Hunter and Healthcare is that we don't let egos get in the way of our patients' best interest. So if, you know, we work as a team approach, and everybody works together to see what is best for the patient and what's going to make the best outcome for the patient.
The other
thing, that's the most important thing.
The other thing that's been stressed over the 8 years that I've done medical center shows is the fact that the medical center is so concerned about prevention.
Absolutely.
And getting a mammogram is prevention.
Absolutely. Screening, you know, early detection is the key. And screening, I cannot tell you, because I see patients every day and navigating patients every day. I have to tell you that it is truly the key, is if patients stay on the screening schedule that they and their physician have, you know, worked out, which really at the age of 40, annual mammogram screening is really what should be done. It is really the key. And there are some women that are in high-risk groups that there are other screening methods that can be added along to mammography to help them.
And that's basically, like I said, my wife's aunt died at an early age from breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There's been other instances throughout the family, so she's in that higher group of people.
Absolutely. And we have all of our patients that we navigate and speak to at Hunterdon Women's Imaging. We actually are piloting a program with FRAP, which is our Family Risk Assessment Program,
okay,
which is through the Cancer Center. And we have a genetic nurse and counselor who the women can go out. They go onto an iPad, and they can put in all their history. All of our patients that come in for screening breast imaging. And they are told whether they are at a high risk and whether they want to look into genetic testing.
Sure.
To help them evaluate what might be a better tool past mammography. Mammography is always the first line of defense, but there's other tools to add to that.
And when it comes to this, even though I've done so many shows, I'm kind of dumb with this. My wife had something done so that she could figure that our daughter was not
Right, yes.
In danger.
That's BRCA1 and BRCA2 testing. Yes, it's genetic testing.
That's what it was, the genetic testing.
And
it was quite expensive.
Yes.
But the insurance company didn't want to pay for it, and the hospital fought them. And
they do. Our staff works with the insurance
I'm trying to think
companies.
Of her name.
Jackie
Allen.
Yes.
Jackie Allen.
It's Jackie Hale now.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
It's Jackie Hale.
And she has a whole team.
She fought for my wife, got it done.
And she fights
and found
for everybody.
Out that, and found out that our daughter doesn't have that worry.
Absolutely. And what's important about testing now is it's not just for your daughter. It's for your wife. That risk assessment that they do, that genetic testing that they find out, not only helps know about your family, but it also helps you know what the most effective treatment for
sure.
your cancer is
sure.
through that genetic testing. So that's what's so important about it.
I got to take a break for some commercials.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Okay, we're back. This is Hunterdon Medical Center on the air, and I'm here with Alice Quinn, who is with the Hunterdon Women's Imaging Center, which basically we're talking about mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about prevention. That's one of the big things. And that's very important for you to have your mammograms. I know that's easy for me to say. I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important. And it's very important also, as I've said many times, is to check yourself. Self-examination. If something is wrong,
absolutely,
question it. Go question it. Find out. The other thing that I wanted to say, Alice, is I think some people say, oh, God, I've got cancer. Get it out of me right away. Usually you got a little bit of time.
Oh, absolutely. And
I think people get scared right away. Oh, get it out. I don't, you know.
Right. And yeah. that absolutely, that is a lot of people's reaction. But it's usually not the best choice, actually. The first thing to do is to find out truly what it is. And then a lot of times, the more information that they get about what the mass nodule calcifications are is the best, because sometimes treatment is needed before surgery.
Sure.
Many times they do neoadjuvant chemotherapy before a tumor is touched, because it reduces the size of the tumor and it can make the surgery much easier for the patient.
Okay.
And the prognosis much better for
sure.
The patient. So surgery is not the hurry up and do it. The more information about what's going on before an intervention is done is definitely the best plan.
And I think what tends to happen is our minister at church will call my wife if he hears of one of the women in the church has been diagnosed with breast cancer. My wife will call and talk to them.
That's great.
And she'll try to calm them down and say, well, you got time.
Support is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, so you've got time. Just check it out. Find out. And they'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to get across today is, first of all, do your mammograms. It's very important. But check yourself all the time. And if you got any questions, go see your doctor. And your doctor will probably turn you around and send you over to one of the surgeons
right.
or something. But
right. But absolutely. Well, the first thing what I'd like to people to know is that Hunterdon Women's Imaging Center is just the beginning and just the start of a very large breast care program, I should say. And we are a national accredited breast care program, one of the few in the area.
You just received an award.
We received the Women's Choice Award two years in a row. And that's because we are imaging, we are Center of Excellence.
Okay.
Of imaging, which means that we have all the accreditations in stereotactic biopsy, ultrasound core biopsy, mammography, ultrasound, MRI. We've hit all the benchmarks in all of our imaging. But besides that, our cancer center is also recognized as being a national center of breast cancer treatment, and that's a national accreditation.
And I don't want to, when I said that my wife had a mammogram and it got missed, this was 25 years ago.
Absolutely. It's a big difference in imaging from 25 years ago
yeah.
to now. I can honestly tell you I've been in the field for 35 years, and it's unbelievable where technology has brought us and is continuing to bring
I know.
Us.
It's I'm amazed at what, when my kids get to be my age, what they might be able to see or do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So mammography, screening mammography is just the number one step. Many women, if they come in for their screening mammography and there is something seen, they'll have some additional mammography views, but they very well will go to an ultrasound in a lot of cases,
mm-hmm.
which gives us additional information. There's MRI, which Hunterdon has an excellent breast MRI program. And these are all tools that the breast specialists and the surgeons and the radiologists can all use to really come up with a treatment plan if someone has a finding. It works.
Uh-huh.
And we do have we're coming soon to Hunterdon Medical Center. Will be, a lot of people are hearing about 3D mammography. It's 3D imaging of the breast. We hope to have it, you know, up and running by July 1st. And it will add a tremendous amount of information for women, especially women with dense breasts. And that's another issue that a lot of people hear about in the news, about the breast density laws and all the different tests that women should have past mammography, because mammography is not always the best, or it could be difficult in those types of women.
Sure.
But this 3D tomography, 3D mammo that's coming up, is hopefully going to be another tool that will help definitely diagnose more cancers and hopefully decrease some of the additional views that patients have to come in for.
And the interesting thing is it's almost instantaneous,
mm-hmm.
the knowledge. Because I had, 3 years ago, I had a cerebral hemorrhage, and they brought me into the emergency room, and within 20 minutes, they'd done an MRI and said, well, you're bleeding on the brain. We're going to take care of it.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And it was like really fast.
Absolutely.
Even though I was out for 10 days, but then still,
well,
it was very quickly that they caught it and knew what it was.
Absolutely. If women come in, you know, they come in for their screening mammography, if the radiologist sees something, they will be brought back another day. But on that day, when they do the additional views, our patients walk out knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Right then and there. They speak to our radiologists. They're not being told to come back. They're not being told by a technologist. Our radiologist is going to sit down, speak to the patient, and then we happen to have, myself, a navigator at our center who can also then pick up the ball from there, explain it again in layman's terms, because sometimes when a doctor's speaking to a patient,
That's true. You
said, it goes in one ear and out the other. And sometimes it takes them a few minutes to kind of calm down, and then I can explain it again in layman's terms and also have them, like we said, walk out with a plan in hand. They have an appointment for the surgeon. A lot of times they walk out with their films ready in their hand, and they know exactly what the next step is. And again, they have a patient, they have somebody that they can contact. They have my information, and I tell them, you're going to go home. Your sister may question you about what's going on, and your husband's going to ask you all sorts of questions, and you may have more questions when you go home than you do now. Call me. I'm there. I'm there to talk to you. I'm there to find out any answers that I may not be able to answer right off the bat. I'll find them out. And if anything gets in that patient's way of getting their issue taken care of, that's what I'm there for.
Mm-hmm.
Help them every step of the way till they find out what the exactly what the diagnosis is.
Because at the time, my wife, it seemed like every time it was on a weekend,
oh,
and we had to wait.
Right. It's horrible.
Yeah. Wait a few days to find out this or find out that. And I just think it's great that you can ease people's minds.
Absolutely.
And I want to stress it one more time. If you find out you've got something, it doesn't mean it's got to come out immediately.
Oh, no, no.
It's not going to kill you tomorrow.
A lot of times haste makes waste.
Yeah, it's not going to kill you tomorrow. You make sure that everybody looks at it and decides what should be done.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I got to take a break for the news and some messages, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. At least 5 people have been killed and dozens are hurt after a tornado ripped through Texas and Arkansas. Emily Wilson from Van, Texas, says the town is torn apart.
There's trees completely on top of houses, you know, that smashed them. And then there's things gone off of slabs where houses used to be. and there's just big balls of like trees and cars and stuff just wadded up.
In Nashville, Arkansas, a young couple was killed when a tornado hit their mobile home. A Cisco, Texas woman died Saturday. 8 people are still missing. A public memorial is being held today in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, for 2 police officers shot over the weekend during a traffic stop. AP correspondent Jay Reeves.
People started leaving flowers near the scene where the shootings occurred. There were a couple of bunches of red roses.
4 people have been charged in connection with the killings. This is USA Headline News.
Times sure have changed since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today. But that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew 2 things, how to have a good time, and that GEICO was always a good deal.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Homeland Security officials say the worldwide terrorist threat has entered a new phase with campaigns that have been launched to attract so-called lone wolf attackers. USA's John Clemens reports.
Speaking on ABC's This Week program, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said the influence of Islamic terrorists has spread far beyond the battlegrounds of the Middle East. Meanwhile, Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas issued a warning that the effective use of social media by Islamic terrorists should not be taken lightly.
There's no question around the world. ISIS is the best financed and most militarily resourced terrorist group we've ever faced. Bottom line is, the FBI is investigating suspects with ties to ISIS here in America. We can't take this chatter from terrorists lightly. This we learned on 9/11.
On Friday, the Pentagon bolstered security at all military facilities around America. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A North Carolina jury has decided Starbucks is not liable for burns suffered by a Raleigh police officer.
Did 10 or more jurors vote in favor of that answer?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
That was Judge Donald Stevens confirming with the jury foreman the panel voted against the policeman.
Was plaintiff Matthew Cole injured by the negligence of defendant Starbucks Corporation? Your answer is no. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Michael Kaur sued Starbucks for $50,000 after being burned by a free cup of coffee. He claimed the lid popped off and the burns and stress caused his Crohn's disease to flare up, and he had to have surgery to remove part of his intestine. The Department of Correctional Services in Nebraska says inmates took control of at least part of a state correctional institution Sunday. Staff members were attempting to break up a large gathering of inmates in front of a housing unit when the disturbance began. 2 inmates were found dead and 2 staff members were injured. There are no reports of any escapes. The police chief in Garland, Texas, says his department was not aware of an FBI memo to law enforcement before the shooting outside of a recent event featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The memo provided information about one of the 2 men who opened fire outside the building before being shot and killed. Garland's police chief says the information would not have changed his department's response. He says the FBI bulletin on Elton Simpson in the hours before the shooting did not indicate that he was an imminent threat. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, it's 84 degrees here in beautiful downtown Flemington. Late afternoon today, we're looking at a 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms with a high of 85. Tonight, 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms with a low of 62. And on Tuesday, a 20% slight chance of showers with a high of 85. Tuesday night's going to cool down a little bit, mostly clear with a low of 55. You're listening to 100 Medical Center on the air. I had to think for a minute which show I was doing. And I'm here with Alice Quinn, who is the breast care program navigator for 100 Women's Imaging Center. Did I get that correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay. And we're talking, we're basically talking about prevention or getting yourself checked, which is very important. But let's say a woman gets a mammogram and they say, we think we saw something. What's the next steps?
Okay. Well, the next step is, first of all women should at age 40 start having the screening mammograms.
And that's what, once a year?
Once a year.
Okay.
And I'm sure that most patients that are seeing a doctor on a regular basis will be recommended to have a mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if not, they should ask for a script for a screening mammogram. And a patient goes in, has their screening mammogram. They read the four basic views. And if they feel that they're something that they want to have specialized views to make sure that what they're seeing is maybe a normal change or they have to work something up, they'll call the patient back and we'll do diagnostic mammograms and we'll do an ultrasound if need be. If there's a finding, at our center, they would sit with me and the very next step would be to make an appointment with a breast specialist.
Okay.
Okay, and they would need to have their films to be able to show the breast specialist. And that's one of the things I do as my role is help them get all that information over to the doctor.
Okay.
And that would be the next step, seeing a breast specialist. And then they would look at the images. They would examine the patient. And then the surgeon and the patient would sit and decide what they think is the next best step to evaluate the finding. Mm-hmm. And most likely that ends up being a biopsy. And 95% of the biopsies that are done without having to go to surgery.
Sure.
They're an outpatient procedure, in and out type thing, no anesthesia involved. It's just local a shot of a local anesthetic for numbing.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a 2-hour, 1 to 2 hour procedure. The patient can drive home themselves if they choose to. It's relatively, not really a painful procedure at all. Once they have that initial numbing medication put in, in most cases, do not really feel much discomfort.
Okay.
And then the very next step would be after they get the pathology. If the patient's benign, they're on their way, and they'll probably have some follow up imaging after that. If there is a positive finding, well, then they're going to go through, they'll be, especially if they say at 100, we have a whole team of doctors that sit and meet at breast conference, and they go over all the cases that come forward that have been diagnosed with cancer.
And let me just break in real quick. It's my understanding that probably the majority of the people that have, that something's been found, they usually end up with a lumpectomy. And not having their breasts removed.
Yes, a lot of yes.
So don't get scared that you're going to have your breast removed.
Breast conservation is our main goal.
Okay.
Saving lives and breast conservation is always the objective.
And I should explain to anybody, I've just gone through this 25 years ago. A lumpectomy, basically, they just go in and they remove it.
Absolutely.
It's a little lump and they take it out and that's
depending on what the patient's findings are.
Sure.
It depends on whether they're...
And I'm sure it depends on every individual
Every case
patient.
Is very different.
Sure.
But what's great about a place as Hunter Healthcare is that we meet every other week as a conference team. And the oncologists, the radiation doctors, the chemotherapy doctors, the breast surgeon, the imaging team, mm-hmm. the radiologist, we all meet and we all review cases together. And everybody will have input as to what they think is the best treatment for that specific patient. So it's not just one doctor looking at it. If that sure. person's been diagnosed with cancer, everybody on the breast care team is looking at that as a team. Even our genetics, everybody's involved. And we're all, you know, we all have input as to what our role is in helping that patient have a good result.
Sure.
So
sure.
it's a whole team effort.
So if it's found to be cancer, then they usually will have, the surgeon will do a lumpectomy.
It could be a lumpectomy. It could be a mastectomy. It depends on what the treatment is. But, of course, saving the patient's life and breast conservation is our main goals.
And sure, and I totally understand if they've got to take the breast off, they've got to take the breast
Absolutely.
Off.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They want to save people's lives.
Absolutely.
But in most cases, that I don't want to try to, it's usually a lumpectomy.
Absolutely.
It? Yeah.
Absolutely. That is the main goal of our
breast
surgeons.
And I don't want to make it sound like it's nothing, but it is. It's kind of a really easy way to get rid of this thing.
Absolutely. You know, lumpectomy, and depending on what type of cancer the patient has and what their... You know, every time they do a biopsy, they do markers to see how the tumor might react to chemotherapy, radiation, hormonal therapy, and that's all taken into account for the patient,
mm-hmm.
and that will determine their treatment. Our goal is to not only save lives, conserve breasts, but try to make breast cancer, so to speak, just be a bump in the road for the patient.
Sure.
Okay? We want them to get back to healthy, full, healthy, happy lives. And that's our goal. And that's why there's a whole team of people at Hunter Medical Center, that cancer, the cancer center, that will sit down and map out a plan for the patient to achieve that goal. Not only just to save their lives, not only to not take their breast off, but to help them just get back to a normal life routine.
Right. And to get away from that fear.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I know anybody sitting out there is saying I'm being very silly about this, but it's not something you really need to fear.
No, it's not. Fear,
'cause it can be taken care of.
Right, and I cannot tell you how many people we see that will not come in because of fear.
Yeah.
And that's really sad because...
Yeah, well, if you put it out of mind, then it's, you know...
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And the thing is that being proactive and getting in there mm-hmm. is the key. It
exactly.
is the key, because the earlier we can take care of something, the better it is for the patient.
It's better for the patient and their family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got to take a quick break for some commercials. We'll be right back with the last segment of the show.
Great.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566. 1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Okay, this is Richard G. This is the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air, and I'm speaking with Alice Quinn of the Hunterdon Women's Imaging Center, and we're talking basically breast cancer.
Absolutely.
Which, I don't want to be flip about this, but it's probably one of the easiest cancers to cure.
Well, in most cases, yes.
Yeah.
As long as people...
Well, there was a time when it was very dangerous.
Absolutely. And that was mainly because we weren't doing as much screening.
Sure.
And we didn't have the tools that we have today.
Also, I think at the time, a lot of people weren't aware of finding out about things. I think more people are more aware about their bodies
absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. Women hear all the time that, you know, they need to come in for their screening mammogram. And again, I repeat, at age 40, women should be speaking to their doctors about annual screening with mammography.
I know my wife does it. Even though she had cancer, she still does it.
No, it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah, she
absolutely.
Still does it. She still goes. She doesn't like to have a mammogram, but she still goes.
Nobody likes having a mammogram.
Well, I don't want to go into the descriptions, but it doesn't sound
no,
pleasant.
But you know what, though? It has come a long way. At Hunterdon Women's Imaging, we also use what we call a Bella blanket, which is a new, it's a kind of material that we can lay down on the plate for the woman.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like a flannel flocked piece of very thin fabric that doesn't interfere with the imaging, but what it does do is it's the plate isn't as cold,
right?
B, it takes away a little bit of the discomfort for the patient,
mm-hmm.
and it also actually helps the patient get rid of some of the motion. Sometimes patients are slipping in the plate,
sure.
So we've had a lot of patients tell us that the Bella blanket is very nice, very comfy. So it's a nice little add to the mammography to make it a little bit more comfortable for the patient. So that's been a big success.
And the other thing we should say, the technology has come along. So,
oh, it's incredible. It really is incredible.
It's much easier than it was. But if a woman goes to her doctor and the doctor said, you need a mammogram, they give
them a patient, a doctor's order, a script.
Okay.
And a lot of people say,
is that
do
kind
I,
of like a prescription?
It
or?
Is a prescription.
Okay.
And a lot of people ask, do I really need a prescription for a mammogram? Because in the state of New Jersey, a lot of women have heard that technically, if they wanted to self-refer themselves for a mammogram, they can. At HWIC, we want you to come in with a script from your doctor for one simple reason. We need to make sure that if you have that mammogram, your doctor is going to get that report. Your doctor needs to get that and see it,
sure.
and interpret it.
Sure.
So it's very important to come in with the doctor's order.
It's no different then I had to have my carotid arteries and stuff
absolutely.
Like that. I get a slip of paper from the doctor. I go over to the second floor at the hospital.
Right.
They do it all, and right. then he calls me later.
Absolutely. And that's the important thing, because the doctor needs to get that result.
Sure.
We don't want anybody's report falling through the cracks. We can do your mammogram, but if the right person doesn't get that report, which is your physician, we're not doing you any favors.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing is for patients to go in, see their doctors, have a breast exam, key important, self-exam, and physician and a breast exam by their physician, get a script for a mammogram. And in a lot of cases, in young women and women that have dense breasts, they can also get a script for an ultrasound of their breasts, a screening ultrasound, which also is another way to look at breast.
Uh-huh.
Along with the mammogram. Mammogram sure. is always the very first tool, and then there are several tools after that that can complement the mammogram.
Now, if there's somebody out there that doesn't have a doctor or whatever, can they call you?
Yes, and we can get them in touch with someone to have them.
Is there a phone number you'd like
yes,
to give
out?
Yes,
there is. Our HWIC number is 908-782-4700. If a patient would like to get scheduled, they can go right into our scheduling prompt. There's a recording.
Okay.
And my extension is 8409. And again, my name is Alice Quinn. I'm the breast care navigator, and I'm also the manager. So if someone
has a question,
they can call and ask at any time. And if there's a question they ask that I'm not sure of, I will get them the answer.
And I'll tell you, I know only because I've gotten so old. But there's so many times in my life that I've put something off or afraid to ask the question and found out there was nothing to it.
Absolutely. There's no silly question.
Yeah.
There was nothing to it.
And why was I making myself suffer all
Absolutely.
That time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Call, get the answer. If you need to do something, get it done and go on with your life.
Right. And we can get the patient to the right type of physician for a breast exam. And, breast surgeon if they need it, a breast specialist, and get all the imaging and the screening tools that they need. Absolutely.
I totally agree with that. I think that people, what I've always liked, like I said, I think I told you, I don't know if I said it on the air, that all the shows I've done with the medical center, they're always talking about prevention.
Absolutely. And what's great about 100 and Women's Imaging is that we do all types of procedure. We do screening mammography. We do diagnostic mammography. We do ultrasound, breast ultrasound. We do GYN ultrasounds, abdominal ultrasounds. We do bone density. So we have a multitude of services. Just about any service that a woman needs as far as imaging goes, we have. And if there's, we're also, of course, part of 100 in healthcare.
Sure.
So of course there's multitude of imaging at the medical center as well.
Sure. Sure. I just think that somebody would be silly not to.
Absolutely.
To do this.
Absolutely, because like I said, the tools are there, and I think a lot of people, if they don't do it, they're doing it a lot of times out of fear.
I think
and
so.
And that's the worst thing, because the earlier that something is picked up is definitely the better scenario. The earlier that we can treat somebody, the better the results.
And I can attest to that, because 25 years ago my wife had cancer, and she's been cancer free.
And she's a success story, and that's
for 25
wonderful.
Years. So
absolutely. And there are so many more success stories today.
Sure.
Really, there is. Breast cancer, we try to make just a bump in the road for a patient.
And the other thing I do want to say is that thank God the medical center has a cancer center now. Because when my wife, she had to travel.
And it's a full comprehensive program.
Now everything is right there. You could get to it. It would have been 5 miles from our house. It would have been a lot easier.
Absolutely. And it's unbelievable, because they have everything that any big center out there has.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right here in our own county.
And you can get your radiation done there. You can get everything done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that makes life a lot easier and a lot simpler.
Absolutely.
But I think it's terrific. Now we're down to like 2 minutes. Did we miss anything?
No, I don't think so. I think that, as long as women know that they see their doctor, get their script for the screening mammogram, we will work with them to get anything and everything done that they need to get done. And on a lighter note, with the Women's Center is on the second floor in the building. We're renovated. It's very spa-like. It's really a beautiful atmosphere. We get letters and notes from all our patients about how nice and calm. We call it the inner sanctum where the patients wait for their mammogram. Mm-hmm. We have nice cozy robes for the patients to wear, and they walk out with a nice bouquet of flowers. Every woman that comes into our center gets a bouquet of carnations. So we try to make it as comfortable as we can for the patient to come in and have that done.
That sounds terrific. I almost would like to go there myself.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's one of the major things. It's people thinking, well, if I don't think about it, it won't happen.
Mm, yeah, and that's pretty scary because, like I said, if we catch something early, it's like I say to my patients, I use that expression, it's a bump in the road. And that's what we try. That's our goal. That's our goal.
And I'll say it again. My wife had cancer 25 years ago. It was a little more of a bump in the road because you guys weren't around, but that's all it was.
Absolutely.
It was a couple of more bumps.
Exactly. And it was even tougher back then 25 years ago, and here she is, healthy and happy. So and we've come a long way.
And she did get to see those kids.
Yeah,
said, when
God
she said,
bless
I'll never
her,
see the kids grow up. Well, they're now 30 and 27.
Absolutely.
She's seen them.
That's a success story.
Yeah, and it worked out. It was not an easy time at the time.
No.
But
absolutely.
I got the feeling that you people make it a lot easier.
We try. We really try.
And
I cannot tell you that there are so many resources that we can offer patients to get them through every step of the way.
Let me just give the number again. It's 782-4700. And if you want to speak with Alice, her extension is 8409.
Correct. Anytime.
So if you got any questions at all, give Alice a call. She'll take care of you.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It was very informational. And as I said, it's something that was close to me because it happened with me. Not myself particularly, but very close to me.
Oh, so. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to go to some messages and the news. And our next show, which I'm blanking on right now, is Hot in Hunterdon. It'll be on here right after the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. At least 5 people have been killed and dozens are hurt after a tornado ripped through Texas and Arkansas. Emily Wilson from Van, Texas, says the town is torn apart.
There's trees completely on top of houses, you know, that smashed them. And then there's things gone off of slabs where houses used to be. And there's just big balls of, like, trees and cars and stuff just wadded up.
In Nashville, Arkansas, a young couple was killed when a tornado hit their mobile home. A Cisco, Texas woman died Saturday. 8 people are still missing. A public memorial is being held today in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, for 2 police officers shot over the weekend during a traffic stop. AP correspondent Jay Reeves.
People started leaving flowers near the scene where the shootings occurred. There were a couple of bunches of red roses.
4 people have been charged in connection with the killings. This is USA Headline News.
Times sure have changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today, but that's not to say we didn't have